One of the linear matrix equation we're going to use quite often in this course is called Sylvester equation. This is a linear equation. This equation, of course, does not necessarily have solution all the time, but there is a necessary and sufficient condition for the existence of a solution. It's given in terms of the eigenvalues of those matrices, for example, lambda I A plus lambda I J B is not equal to 0 for all I and all J's. And this is a very, very standard condition, so we're not going to prove it here, but we're going to use this as a fact later on. And a very, very special case is the Lyapunov equation, where A or B equal to A star or A equal to B star. And this is the most common equation we're going to use in this course. We're going to study in very, very detail later on, but at this point, we're going to just point out in this case, of course, the existence of a solution is equivalent to say there's no eigenvalues that are imaged to each other in the right or left half plane. Some other rank conditions that is very, very standard, for example, the product of the rank of two matrices is less than the rank or minimum rank of the individual ranks. This is very, very standard, but it's a useful fact to know. Later on, we're also going to use the trace of a matrix, in particular when we talk about H2 performance, where we need the trace of a matrix to define the performance index. The trace of a square matrix, of course, it's defined as a summation of all the diagonal elements. Now, it's fairly easy to show that the trace has certain very nice properties. For example, if you multiply a scalar, you can take the scalar out. If you take a trace of a summation of two matrices, you can take the trace individually and then put them together. If you take a trace of a product of AB, and then you can also that's also equivalent to the trace of BA. This is actually, by the way, it's very, very important because we're going to use that later on to simplify calculations sometimes.